Greetings, friends, and welcome to another program of Search the Scriptures. As I always say, from Search the Scriptures, Revelation 12:9, Satan has deceived the whole world. And if he's deceived the whole world, could it possibly be you? You know, when you look back at religion, and like I say, I don't care if it's Judaism, Islam, Christianity, all of these religions were made from the second century on. They're man-made religions. But if you really want to get to the truth of Scripture, you have to open up your Bible and you have to just read your Bible and let the Bible speak for itself. And that's what you always get here on Search the Scripture. We will always look into these subjects and we are going to reveal to you, this is being broadcast to you right from Israel itself and from the Holy Land where we live. My name is Don Esposito. I'm the senior elder for Congregation of Yahweh Jerusalem. And that's where we live most of the year. We host the pilgrim feasts over here in Israel, as well as other pilgrim tours and things. And we welcome you to come here. Come to the Holy Land. You will read the Bible like you've never had before. And if you listen to the program on a regular basis, you will hear things that you've never heard before. I'm a Hebraic roots teacher, and I teach things from the Hebraic words and the customs and things that you'd never get from the Western Greek mindset. And today I want to talk about a very, very important subject. And they kind of tie in together. The first thing is Satan has deceived the whole world, and I think if not the greatest deceptions, how Satan deceives people, is by making them believe that our Heavenly Father's law, or in the Hebrew it's called the Torah, you know, the first five books of the Bible are called the Torah. Sometimes even the whole Old Testament is referred to as the Torah. But particularly his law has been, quote-unquote, nailed to the cross. And we will have other programs, and you could go to our archives on our website, www.coyhwh.com, and you can see for yourself. Get the programs if you haven't listened to them. But clearly, this is the biggest lie of the devil. I have a book that I wrote going back now almost 10 years ago called The Great Falling Away that tells how Christianity, used by Constantine back in the 4th century, how Satan used Constantine to deceive the whole world. But there couldn't be anything that's further from the truth than our Heavenly Father's law. Do you know there's more than 150 scriptures that talk about the Father's law, how it's forever, how it's eternal, how it's the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge, how everything with his law is his very character. And I want to ask you, let's look at the simplicity of the Ten Commandments. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. And Yahweh is the personal name of our Heavenly Father. We've had other programs on this. If you go into your Bible, where you see the name G-O-D, God or Lord, L-O-R-D, they are generic titles that have been replaced, but the personal name of Yahweh is actually in the original Hebrew Old Testament almost 7,000 times. So that's the name that we will use because that's the name he tells us to use. So the very first commandment is, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall have no other Elohim before me. Elohim is the Hebrew word for deity. And he's saying, we should have no other Elohim before him. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with putting our Heavenly Father first in our life above other things? You shall have no graven images. What's wrong with that commandment? You shall not take the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, in vain. Anything wrong with that? How about honor your father and mother? You shall not lie. You shall not steal. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not covet. Is there anything wrong with any of those things? I would think even in a pluralistic and a humanistic society that we're living in today, where we're seeing religious morals being decayed, and this is for another program, but there is definitely a plan out there, an organized plan of people in power to get rid of religion, get rid of the Bible, and bring in humanistic type thinking where mankind can be moralistic without a creator. But again, that's for another program. So what's wrong with these commandments? What is wrong with them? Nothing. No one would have any problem with the 9 commandments, right? But there's one commandment that I didn't mention. And that's the 4th commandment. The 4th commandment says that you shall keep holy the Sabbath day. Keep holy the Sabbath day. Now, you have everything from that, from people thinking, oh, that's done away with, and it's nailed to the cross, which is absolutely absurd, to people saying, oh yes, I keep holy the Sabbath day. I don't work on Sunday. But is Sunday the Sabbath day? No. If you look in the Bible, what you'll find is the days of the week we have today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're all Roman days, and they're all pagan. Monday is Moon's Day. Thursday is Thor's Day. Saturday is Saturn's Day. You know, Friday is Frigor Day. These are all from pagan deities. That's where we get every single name of the week from. But in the Bible, what you have is, and if you have a Bible with you, you can open up to Genesis 1. You'll see that in the Bible, it talks about day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. And on the 7th day, it was the Sabbath. The word Shabbat, which is Sabbath in Hebrew, literally means rest. And the Father rests on that day. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is actually day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And what we call Saturday, actually Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, because in the Bible we'll see that the days go from sunset to sunset. Leviticus 23:32 clearly shows that. You shall keep your Sabbath from sunset to sunset or evening to evening. So again, the true Sabbath day of Scripture, the Sabbath that was kept by Moses and the children of Israel in the wilderness, the Sabbath that was kept by the Israelites when they came into the Holy Land, where I'm speaking to you from right here, the law will go forth from Zion and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem, was on Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. The Sabbath that our Savior, Yeshua, many of you may know him by the name of Jesus, but his Hebrew name is Yeshua. Like I said, we will always on this broadcast always use the true names of our Heavenly Father and Son, Yahweh being the Father, and Yeshua, Messiah, being the Son. The 12 apostles and all the believers kept the Sabbath, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. All of the congregation in the wilderness, of course I teach at our Bible school, and I've studied for going on close to 30 years now, that all of the congregation in the wilderness for almost 2,000 years all kept the Sabbath day, because it's something that's very important. We're probably going to have to do this in 2 parts, this program, because it is such an important subject. Today I will touch on it and just start to show you the importance of the Sabbath day and why it can't be changed. If you talk to many Christian people, they'll say, oh yes, I believe in the Sabbath, but it was changed to Sunday. And I will tell you conclusively, and we will open our Bible and we will look in every scripture that we have to, that the Sabbath day always was from creation, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, as it is today. That the Sabbath is actually a part of creation. So you can't change it, as we're going to read here. Let's go to Genesis and let's read it. Okay. The book of Genesis, first chapter, and verse 31. Genesis 1 and verse 31. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the 6th day. So everything that the Father had made, absolutely everything, on the first 6 days, all of the plants, all of the people, all of the trees, everything that was created, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything that he made was good. And chapter 2, verse 1. And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their host. And on the 7th day, Elohim completed his work which he had made, and he rested on the 7th day from all his works which he had made. And Elohim blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because he rested from all his work on it, which Elohim had created to make. Did he catch that? Did you catch that? On the 7th day, Elohim completed his work by resting. The Sabbath day is a noun. It's a thing. It's a day. So it can't be changed. It's like saying, I have a cup in my hand of water. And you know something? Because the Messiah died and was crucified and impaled, you know, for my sins, now that cup of water has turned into a book. Of course not. The water cup is still a cup. The book is still a book. The stapler is still a stapler. And the Sabbath day is still the Sabbath day. On the seventh day, he completed his work by resting. Like I said, the Sabbath is a day. It's a noun. It's a thing. And it can't change. It is the Sabbath day. It's like saying Tuesday is no longer Tuesday. Tuesday is now Wednesday. No, Tuesday is Tuesday. Wednesday is Wednesday. Thursday is Thursday. Friday is Friday. And Saturday is the Sabbath day. No doubt about it. You will never, ever, ever, like I said, even remotely find one scripture in all of the Holy Bible that it would even remotely make you think that the Sabbath's done away with. Or the commandments, for that matter. Like I said, 150 references, all talking about the commandments of Yahweh being forever. Let's look at a few of these. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes was written by Solomon, the wisest man, at least in the physical sense, that ever lived. And at the end of his life, at the end of his work, look what he says. Chapter 12. Chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, I'll start in verse 1. Remember now your creators in the days of your youth, while the evil days do not come or the years strike when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. So remember your creators. It's actually plural. If you're reading from a King James or another Bible, it might say creator singular, but I am reading from the translation Hebraic Roots Bible, a literal translation, a translation that I actually was blessed to personally work on myself about 2 years ago, starting 2.5 years ago. But in the Hebrew, it literally is remember your creators. Father and the Son, both creators, right? So he's talking about creation. He's talking about the creators of the world. And then look what he says as he come down to verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Now this is after he's telling us how vain life is and how meaningless it is and what are you going to do. But look what he says. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear the Elohim and keep his commandments, for this applies to every man. For the Elohim shall bring every work into judgment, which all that is hidden, whether it is good or whether it is evil. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear the Elohim and keep his commandments, for this applies to every man. Very simple. Like I said, it is our duty, because the commandments, like I said, the commandments are the very character of the one that we worship. And they are not nailed to a cross. They are not done away with. You know, think about it just logically for a second. If there is no commandments, then what is sin? Is there still sin in the world today? If anybody's listening to this and says there's no sin in the world, I'd have to start wondering what you're drinking at this moment. But of course, there's sin. Matter of fact, sin is getting worse. It's not getting less. And what is sin? 1 John 4, verse 3. Sin is the breaking of the Torah. Sin is the breaking of the Torah. So if there's still sin, then there's still law, right? Very, very simple. Because everyone that's a true believer, what is the greatest gift you can give back to the one who died for you? You could share your salvation with somebody else, and you could try to bring someone to faith in Yeshua Messiah, right? But if there is no law, then there is no sin. And if there is no sin, then why would we need a Savior? What would he be saving us from? It's totally illogical. And again, we will have many other programs online and programs that we'll do here from Israel showing you that clearly, 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 there still is sin, there still is law, and that the Heavenly Father still expects us, that we are required to, and we will be judged in the judgment day according to whether we obey his commandments or we don't obey his commandments. Of course, that's not taking away that every one of us will break those commandments from time to time, and that's why we accept the blood of our Savior Yeshua to cover our sins, and on judgment day his blood will cover every sin we did. But Hebrews 10 and verse 26, if we willfully sin after the full knowledge of the truth, there is no more sacrifice for sins. So we don't want to mock the Spirit of grace by going out. And that's what the Apostle Paul said. Should we continue in sin that grace abounds? Elohim forbid. No, of course not. Let's go back to the book of Psalms. And let's read a little bit about the commandments in Psalms. Psalm 110. or 111, I'm sorry. Psalm 111, and I'm going to start in verse 7. The works of his hands are truth and judgment. All his commandments are true. Standing firm forever and ever, they are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Yes, and that name is Yahweh. Verse 10, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding to all those who are practicing them, his commandments. His praise is standing forever. So clearly, his commandments are firm forever and ever. He commanded his covenant forever, holy and awesome in his name. And what you'll find out on this program, I will never throw religion at you. Religion is something that is man-made, and you want to know something as shocking as it may be? Religion will keep you from a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father is not Elohim of religion. He's Elohim of relationship. And that's what you have to choose, because with religion, religion will keep you from relationship. Religion is a stone wall to keep you from a relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's man-made by men to do what? To get your money and control you. And that might sound funny coming from a pastor that I am. Been a believer for more than 28 years. I'm a pastor for more than 15 years. But I am here to give you the truth of Scripture. I'm not here. We don't sell anything. I'm not here to collect money. Even our books, we give away for free. You can go to our website, www.cohwh.com. You can download our books, all our study materials. We actually have a really good study, a lesson on the Sabbath day. And we're not looking for anything. You know, we're not looking for to sell. We're not looking freely you receive, freely you give. What we're looking to do is to bring you the truth. We're looking to be part of the fulfilling of that great commission in Matthew 24. Of this good news going throughout all the world, and then our Messiah will come. So that's what we're here for. Religion will stop that. Religion will absolutely stop that. So clearly his commandments are forever and ever. Let's go to Psalm 19. Psalm 19, we will see another. Alrighty, Psalm 19, verse 7. The Torah, or the law of Yahweh, is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making the simple wise. The precepts of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of Yahweh are clear, giving light to the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true. They are all together. They are righteous altogether. Verse 11, also your servant is warned by them. In keeping of them is great reward. Great reward. If you look throughout the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, you will only find blessings for obedience to the commandments, and you will find curses for breaking the commandments. It is the biggest lie of Satan the devil that the commandments are done away with. It is a lie of him, and it is a lie of his ministers that are teaching you that the commandments are no longer binding on New Testament believers. It is an absolute lie, and these people will pay for it. Another program will go into it, but Matthew 7 talks about this. Many will say to me in that day, Master, Master, and I'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. Our Savior, Yeshua Messiah, kept the Torah perfect and set us an example. Now, we can't keep it perfect, and that's why he died for us, but we have to strive for righteousness. Psalm 119, 172. All thy commandments are righteousness. All thy commandments are righteousness. Now, is this something that's only Old Testament, though? Ooh, is it just Old Testament? No. Let's go to the New Testament. Let's go to Matthew 5, and let's look in our Savior's own words. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Matthew, the fifth chapter. And we will see out of our Savior's own mouth. Did Yeshua, our Savior, come to do away with the Torah or the law? Matthew 5 and verse 17. Do not think that I came to annul the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to annul, but to fulfill. And that word literally means to magnify, to make larger. They had the letter of the Torah. He came to bring the Spirit. Truly I say to you, until the heaven and the earth pass away, in no way shall one yod or one stroke pass away from the Torah until all comes to pass. Therefore, whosoever loosens one of these commandments... Which is the least commandment? Is the Sabbath day the least commandment? I don't know. You make the decision. You decide. Therefore, whoever loosens one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the worst in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever does and teaches them, this one shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Does it sound like these commandments are altered or done away with? Absolutely not. For I say to you, if your righteousness shall not exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of Yahweh, never. Wow. Wow. Very, very clear. The Sabbath day is literally a sign, Exodus 31, of the covenant of Yahweh and his children forever. It's a sign of the covenant of Yahweh and his children forever. Let's go there. Exodus 31, and we will see this. My time is running low, so I got to hurry here, but I have some things that are just going to absolutely blow your mind here. Exodus 31 in verse 12. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, charging them, only my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you for your generation, to know that I am Yahweh your sanctifier, and you shall keep the Sabbath, for it is holy to you. The profaners of it shall surely be executed. For everyone doing work in it, that soul will be cut off from the midst of his people. Work may be done 6 days, and on the seventh day is a Sabbath at rest, holy to Yahweh. Everyone doing work on the Sabbath day surely shall be put to death. And the sons of Israel shall guard the Sabbath, to observe and to do the Sabbath for their generations. It is a never-ending covenant. Do you understand that? When you were baptized in the name of Yeshua and had hands laid on you for the imparting of the Holy Spirit, you did not join a church. You did not join religion. You went into covenant relationship with the eternal creator of the universe. And part of your part of that covenant, because a covenant is an agreement between two parties. You have your side, he has his side. And part of your agreement is to keep the Sabbath holy. It's to guard and protect the Sabbath, what I am doing here today. And he says, is a never-ending covenant. Verse 17, it is a sign forever between me and the sons of Israel. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And when he finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave to Moses the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written by the finger of Elohim. Now, I wrote three books myself. They're on our website. You can download them. There are millions and millions of books written by men. Yet there is only one thing in the history of man that's recorded that is written with the finger of Elohim. And that is those commandments. An evil man, in his pride or in his deception, whatever you want to call it, is trying to do away with the very only thing that our Heavenly Father wrote with his very own finger. My friends, I'm telling you, the Sabbath day is extremely important in the New Testament. The book of Mark, the second chapter, what did Yeshua say? He called himself Master of the Sabbath. He is the Master of the Sabbath. We read in Ecclesiastes, he is the creator of everything. So when we are not honoring the Sabbath day, we are not honoring our Savior, because he is the Savior of the Sabbath day, very, very clearly. Are the commandments important for salvation? You better believe they are. Go to Matthew 19. We'll look in Matthew 19, a very interesting subject that comes here. I'm going to start in verse 16, Matthew 19. And behold, coming near, one said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said to him, why do you call me good? This is a person coming to our Savior Yeshua and asking him what good thing to do eternal life. He says, no one is good except one, Yahweh. But if you desire to enter into life, keep the commandments. Wow, very simple question. What do I need to do to get eternal life? And what does he say very, very clearly? If you desire to get into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? Yeshua said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, nor steal, nor give false witness. Honor your father and mother. Love your neighbors yourself. Wow. Wow. You want to know something? Which commandments, set of commandments are these? It's pretty clear. There's only one set. These are the Ten Commandments. They are the Ten Commandments. Very simple. What do I need to do to get eternal life? And Yeshua tells him, very simply, keep the Ten Commandments. Keep the Ten Commandments. Now, someone will read this, a skeptic, and say, well, you know, it didn't say the Sabbath day there. Well, because it also didn't say that you shall have no other Elohim before Yahweh. But should we not, should we put an Elohim before Yahweh because of that? No, clearly these are the Ten Commandments. But just for the skeptic who says, well, every commandment is reiterated in the New Covenant except one, and that is the Sabbath day, that is an absolute lie. Let's go to Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to show you very, very clearly in Hebrews 4 that the Sabbath day is commanded in the New Covenant. Hebrews 4 is talking about the Israelites not entering the rest of the promised land. And the Sabbath, it's a twofold rest. We get a physical rest from our job. You know, we shouldn't be working. We shouldn't be buying and selling from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday. But also, it's a rest from sin. It's a rest from the world. It's a rest to come out of this evil society that Satan has taken over from the Garden of Eden and come into the spiritual rest of Yeshua. So here it is. So he says in verse 5, and here again he said, they shall not enter into my rest. There was a chance for some to enter, but they to whom the good news was first preached did not enter in on account of disobedience. And he again, verse 7 of Hebrews 4, marks out to David, saying, and today, after such a long time, according as it has been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua the son of Nun had given them rest, then he would not have afterwards spoken about another day. Verse 9 of Hebrews 4. It is therefore the duty to the people of Yahweh to keep the Sabbath. It is therefore the duty to the people of Yahweh to keep the Sabbath. Very, very clearly, it is our duty to keep the Sabbath day. It's right here in your Bible. It is there. It is one of the Ten Commandments. It is there from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Because you know what it says in Revelation 12? Let's go there very quickly. Revelation, rather, 14, 12. What is the patience of the saints in the end time? The book of Revelation, the book that's all about the end time. What are the people of Yahweh doing in the end time? Revelation 14, 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are the ones keeping the commandments of Yahweh in the faith of Yeshua. The true believers in the end time will be keeping the commandments, and particularly the only sign that shows who is the creator of the universe. Because let me tell you something. My creator's name is not Vishnu, it's not Allah, or any other deity from another religion. My creator's name is Yahweh. And that's why every seventh day I set apart for him, and that's the day that he said that we should be resting, not buying and selling, and gathering together as a people. The Sabbath day is Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Well, we're out of time for today. We will continue in the next program, but may you be blessed. You can write to us, Congregation of Yahweh, P.O. Box 832, Carteret, Carteret, New Jersey, 07008, our website www.cohwh.com. And until next time, may Yahweh bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. May his countenance lift you up. And may his shalom, his peace be upon you. Shalom from Jerusalem. Shalom.